Oh, what is this tragedy I see unfolding? It looks like a lover's quarrel in the treasure room. Ooh, no, a lover's fight. She's taking the treasure and leaving her partner. Oh, I liked that one. I'd been watching them for hours. The poor thing. And now they're trapped. I love the smell of desperation. Humans only really live in their final moments. I should say hello. Oh, they're so cute. Banging on the dungeon door like it's going to do anything. Aww. Hello, my sweet adventurer. Don't stop on my account. I'll scream for help with you.
Help! Oh, please, help! We're trapped.
Oh, I don't think anyone can hear us, sweetie. I guess we have that in common. But it's important to have things in common when you're starting a new relationship. Aw, you're looking around the room with wide eyes. It's like I can read your thoughts. They're stamped on your face. Have I finally gone mad? That druid told me the mushrooms would have no lasting effects. Why am I hearing voices? I like you. It's a pity that woman you were here with didn't see your value. I guess the treasure she stole was worth more to her than you. What a pity. Who was she? A girlfriend? Don't you mean ex-girlfriend? Oh, how devious. She didn't want to share your find. Oh, it's almost certainly crazy. If we met, I'm sure we'd be friends. I don't like sharing either. Oh, don't make that face. You should be grateful I even made an appearance. Well, you can't see me, but you get the idea. This way, you won't die alone. Oh, come on. I want to see some gratitude. Oh, you're so defiant. I like that. That ex-girlfriend of yours has no idea what she's missing. You're cute, too. Where did you meet her? At an auction? Oh, darling, we call that foreshadowing. Clearly, she valued the material. It seems a bit silly, doesn't it? But I suppose everything does when you're about to die. Oh, you're talking again. I like that. Your love was worth more than treasure. Was it, though? Tell me. I'll be the judge of that. No, really. Tell me about your love. what kind of partner you were. I mean, clearly you were the trusting sort. But I want more details. Were there dinners by candlelight? Gifts of fresh flowers? Long nights spent together? Oh, well, pardon me for asking. I didn't know you were going to get flippant with me. This is a strange time to cop an attitude. Do you have some other pressing engagement? Something you need to get to aside from being locked in a dungeon treasure room? You don't have time for me. Oh, what am I? What a good question. No, not really. It should be obvious. I'm a spooky ghost. Here, I'll even prove it to you. Walls mean nothing to me. Yes, that's right. I'm closing the walls on you. Maybe I'll just squish you into a little coffin, and then I can look at you as much as I want. After all, you're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. You have an attitude that needs to be broken. Pinning you like a butterfly under glass seems like a great way to start. Oh no, there it goes again. Another wall. Oh, what is she doing? Oh, what a spooky ghost. This is the most fun I've had in years. You're so cute when you jump out of the way. I like your legs. But you'll die if I do that. Yes, you'd be a lovely jam smear on the wall. And then maybe you'll be a ghost too. And you could take me on dates. We could scare adventurers in the dungeon by making torches float. And then we'd laugh at their dumb faces. Being a ghost is fun. You see all kinds of things no one else gets to. I feel warm and fuzzy just thinking about it. Together forever in the afterlife. Stand still. What? What? Don't squish you. Oh, but you're so cute. I want to date you. And I like the fear in your eyes. It's about time you realized I'm in control here. Oh, so now you want to talk. Talk to me like we're on a date. I'm already obsessed with you. Don't worry, you can't say the wrong thing. Don't be shy. I want to hear your voice. Pretty please. I'm so nice when you do what I ask. Oh. That's nice. What kind of flowers would you give me on our date? Grave moss isn't a flower, but I'm going to give you points for trying. I'll only move the walls a little bit closer. What? I want to be your ghost girlfriend. It'll only hurt for a moment. Oh, but you have more romantic things to say to me. All right. I love it when you speak. It makes me feel warm. Or what I remember warm feeling like. Oh, that sounds lovely. Yeah. You can't feel it, but I'm hugging you right now. I'm not like your ex-girlfriend. I'll say. Oh, yeah. Let me guess. Your other girlfriends in the past have also betrayed you. How did I know? Oh, that's easy. The most primitive parts of the human brain tell us that there's safety in the familiar. It's true. Don't raise your eyebrow at me. Denial makes us repeat the same situation over and over because we never see it coming the next time. Yeah, that's a bold choice of words for someone who couldn't see their ex was bad news until she left them to die. Aww, it's okay, beautiful. Listen, forget about her. I'm going to pick up the pieces and never let you go. You're so precious. So sweet. I'm going to coil around you like a snake and squeeze you like a stuffed animal. Shut. Did you hear that? Sounds like someone hit a trap. Who else is in here? That's right. I think it was your ex. Hang on. I'll be right back. It doesn't take long to check when you can move through walls. Ta-da! Oh, what's wrong? You look like you've seen a ghost. Yeah, it's me. Possessing the body of someone when they're scared and trapped is very easy. Oh, don't worry, darling. The ownership I feel over you doesn't extend as far as literal possession. Metaphorical, maybe. I have to say, I can see why you let her screw you over. You must have been blinded by beauty. But now that I have a body, the fun can begin. Get over here. And now you're all mine. So cute. We're gonna have a lot of fun together. How was that? I guess I can date you with a human body. You like that? Aww, I love that you're willing. That's sweet. But if you weren't, I would kill you. Come along, darling. We'll leave this place and go on that date. I haven't had a body in a long time. I'm looking forward to it.